and Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema calls on the youth to build a better Zambia. ZCSA prays for supporting private sector growth. And South Sudan Army announces recapture of major rebel-held town. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. President Hakainde Hichilema has urged young people across the country to embrace opportunities available to them as a commitment to the country's development. Speaking at this year's Youth Day commemoration in Solwezi, Northwestern Province today under the theme Rise and Soar, President Hichilema emphasized the importance of the youth to acquire education, skills development and economic empowerment. The head of state maintained that his administration is committed to creating and giving job opportunities to the youth of Zambia. Youth are assets of the country and it is the mandate of the government to provide job opportunities to them, stated President Hichilema. President Hichilema advised the youth to be responsible in their undertakings, taking advantage of opportunities available to them. He further called on young people to work hard and ensure they utilize their full potential. Siavunga District Association of Persons with Disabilities Chairperson Edward Milambo says disability should not be a barrier to inclusion in accessing government support. Mr. Milambo has since called for the inclusion of persons with disabilities in cooperatives and other initiatives to promote inclusive development and improve their livelihoods. He stated that cooperatives and groups are significant contributors to the national economy and achieving social development goals. Hence, the incorporation of persons with disabilities in cooperatives will encourage their full participation in development and governance. Mr. Milambo explained that persons with disabilities face many challenges when they are left to run cooperatives on their own, hence the need for them to be supported fully in various aspects such as education and health, among others. He has urged government to promote an inclusive society so that persons with disabilities can also make greater contributions to the social and economic development of the district and the country. Government, through the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, has commended the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, for supporting the growth of the private sector and contributing considerably to the National Treasury. Ministry Permanent Secretary for Commerce and Trade, Lillian Walia, said ZCSA is one of the institutions that ensure that products and services meet compulsory standards for safety, quality and reliability. Mrs. Walia was speaking in Lusaka yesterday when she conducted a familiarization visit to ZCSA head office in Lusaka. She emphasized the need to support the agency to increase staffing levels at the borders in view of the plans by the government to introduce a 24-hour economy. Mrs. Walia disclosed that the ministry was targeting to conclude the introduction of a 24-hour economy.
Ours is just to see how we are doing, see how together we can advance the mandate of government. We do take note that you are one of the institutions that is supporting private sector growth, and your contribution to the treasury is well noted. We take note of the extra mandate that you have been given. So as we are defining the 24-hour economy.
Meanwhile, ZCSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga expressed concern over inadequate testing facilities for imported and locally manufactured products in the country. Mr. Chizinga stressed that although the number of products covered by compulsory standards had increased from 60 in 2018 to 102 in 2026, some products could not be tested locally due to inadequate testing capacity. He appealed for support in enhancing the agency's testing capabilities, saying products inspected and tested by ZCSA were safe, credible and reliable, not only in Zambia but in other markets as well. This is contained in a statement jointly issued by the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry and ZCSA to RCN News in Lusaka today.
This country doesn't have adequate testing facilities where we can take products for testing, especially that we are increasing the scope of products covered by compulsory standards. Some of these products cannot be tested by most of the laboratories. We talk about infrastructure, we need to also think of having in-house testing facilities for us to become efficient and make quicker decisions on products that we inspect. End of 2025, we have collected over 624 million kwacha as our contribution to non-tax revenue.
Lufuhu Bridge, which connects the Wingu and Lukososhi districts in Northern Province, has been submerged following heavy rains being experienced in the area. This comes a week after the same bridge was damaged by torrential rains that caused severe erosion. Ipusukilo Ward Councillor Stephen Katongo says despite Lwingu Town Council carrying out rehabilitation works, repeated flooding has left residents stranded and disruption of the movement of goods and services. Mr. Katongo has called for a permanent solution through engaging the Zambia National Service, ZNS, to construct a more durable bridge. He emphasized that temporary repairs will not suffice, given the recurring floods that continue to devastate infrastructure in the area. In African news, South Sudan's government forces announced the recapture of the opposition-held town of Akobo, the latest flashpoint in fighting between rival armies that has brought the country back to the brink of all-out civil war. Prior to the offensive, the army had issued an evacuation order for civilians, United Nations agencies and aid workers. Some 200,000 people fled to neighboring Ethiopia as a result. Coming up shortly, explosions reported on two foreign vessels in the Gulf, authorities say. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Crimson Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Two foreign fuel tankers in the Persian Gulf were hit by explosions on Wednesday, authorities say. One person was killed and another 38 people were rescued after the incident near the Iraqi port of Omkasa, which Reuters and CNN reported appeared to be caused by Iranian boats rigged with explosives. Ship tracking websites show the two tankers suspected of being attacked surrounded by rescue boats. Oil ports have stopped operations following the attack, Iraqi authorities added. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. President Hage Ndehichilema has urged young people across the country to embrace opportunities available to them as a commitment to the country's development. Government, through the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, has commended the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, for supporting the growth of the private sector and contributing considerably to the national treasury. And South Sudan's government forces announced the recapture of the opposition-held town of Akobo, the latest flashpoint in fighting between